Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Bekamla, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Hamagdish, someone who stacks his tour into a pile. The problem is, he does so. B'tech Sadish al Chaveira, in his friend's field. Shaloi B'reshus, without having asked permission. V'yachalsan behemte shal bala sada. And along comes the behemoth of the owner of the field and eats it. The owner of the tour says, Ah, Shen, pay me. And the owner of the field says, Shen a regular potter. When the damage took place, Birshus Hamazik, the owner of the field, who is also the owner of the behemoth, can say to the owner of the stack of tfua, You had no right to put your tfua here. The im huska, if the behemoth of the Baal Hasad got hurt, behen in this tfua, let's say he tripped or slipped in it, then Baal HaGadish Chayiv, the owner of this stack of tfua has to pay. It would fall under the category of bar, where one would be chayiv for bar, in the Rishos HaNizik. Now, we already explained earlier in Perik Hay Mishnah Beis, the Baal HaGadish would have to pay if the behemah slipped. But let's say the behemah got hurt by overeating, then he's not chayiv. Because the Baal HaGadish can say to the Baal HaBehemah, why did your behemah eat so much? Even though the Baal HaGadish caused this damage by providing the payros for the behemah to overeat, but that would fall under the category of a grama bin azakin, an indirect hezek, and one is potter on a grama bin azakin. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, vim higdish b'reshus, if he stacked it for with permission. In other words, the owner of the field gave permission to stack the tfua there. He said to him, bring in the tfua. So there's no question if the behemoth got hurt. If the behemoth tripped in this tfua and got hurt, the Baal HaGadish does not have to pay on the damages to the behemoth. After all, he had permission to stack the tfua there. But the bigger chiddush is, if his behemoth damaged the tfua, Baal HaSad chayiv, the Baal HaSad is mechuyev to pay. He's mechuyev to pay the Baal HaGadish on the tfua. Because our Mishnah understands that giving permission to stack your tfua in a field is also Kabbalah Shmira. It's also saying, don't worry, you can put it there, I'll watch it. Even though he never said so befeish. Even though he never said, he just said, bring in your tfua. Now, wait a second. In Perikei Mishnah Gimel, we learned this is a machlaikis between the Chacham and Rabbi. If just giving permission to bring in your tfua also means that you promise to watch it. Yet over here, it appears as a stam Mishnah. That means there's no machlaikis. So the Gemara explains that even Rabbi, whom the previous Mishnah held, just by saying I give you permission, that doesn't mean I agree to watch it. Here it's different. Because in this case, in our Mishnah over here, in Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel, the Baal HaSada, the owner of the field, has a job. He watches the stacks of tfua for all the fields in the area. That was their minig. They would gather the stacks of tfua in one field, and they would appoint the owner of that field to be a shimer on it. This way, not everyone had to hire their own shimer. And he got paid for this. And part of his job was to make sure that the tfua is protected and to make sure that animals don't get hurt in the tfua. That's why in this case, if the Baal HaSada says, sure, stack up your tfua, we understand he automatically becomes a shomer and he has to pay. For this person, who's a goddish watcher, that's his profession, by saying, bring in your tfua, that means, bring it in and I'm going to watch it. So quickly, chazering over in our Mishnah, we had basically three halachas. The first halacha was that if you stack your tfua in your friend's field without permission, and the behemah of the Baal HaSada, the behemah of the person who owns the field, ate it, he doesn't have to pay for it. Although we did say he would have to pay for the amount that he had enough. If you don't have to feed your behemah, even though you wouldn't have given your behemah such expensive food, but at least for that you have to pay. The second halacha was, if the behemah of the Baal HaSada got hurt in this tfua, the owner of the tfua has to pay. And the third halacha was, if the stack of tfua was put there by the shus, the Baal HaSada said, yes, bring it in. So we explained that everyone would agree over here that the Baal HaSada has to pay for it. And the reason is, we're talking about someone who had this job. He watched the stacks of tfua. So by saying, bring it in, that means bring it in and watch it. If you bring your child to a babysitter, and the babysitter says, sure, bring your baby in. Obviously, that means that the babysitter is going to watch the baby. Without saying, oh, and I'm going to watch the baby. That's your job. So bring it in means you're going to watch it. Same is true over here for the stacks of Tefillah.